Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and I am here with a unique cast of characters today, right? Isn't that Kathy right? Isn't that right, Kathy Houston?
That's right, Andy. Yes.
Kathy, you're going to have to give us a little more than that.
That's right, Andy.
Okay. All right. We're also joined by Jake Kralik, our marketing director extraordinaire, marketing creative director extraordinaire. Jake, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Feels good to be on the radio.
That's your radio voice?
Does it really?
It's my radio. Hello, that's my radio voice.
All right, let's go back to regular voice.
Well, hello.
And that laughing voice in the background is Sean Miller. This is his first radio show. Sean is a new marketing person at ASI. Sean, are you nervous?
Not really.
Okay.
I hope I sound good, but I'm not too nervous.
All right, you sound great. We're going to make you. We're going to try to make you a little bit nervous then along the way. Okay, we also have Kathleen on the tech board and Jan answering your calls today. We are going to be taking your calls talking about how to generate creativity in the workplace, and we have a couple of very creative people with us today, so they're going to be providing their expertise. So if you have any questions about how to generate creativity in the workplace, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. And Kathy, if we put you on the air, what are we going to give you?
You are going to get like a really fantastic prize pack,
right,
which includes fans with our faces.
Which we apologize for in advance.
Who wouldn't love that? Some Josho stuff, a cool, what do you call that? Mason jar drinky thing from ETS Express. And also a $25 Visa gift card.
You saved the best
and
for last.
Also, if you call in, you get to speak with the French guy, Jan, and you'll really love his accent. So call in. But do you want me to tell you the lineup first?
Yes, Kathy. In addition to that, what else is on today's show?
Well, our friend Leighton Lee is going to call in with his product safety minute and give us a little quick highlight on a recent change to Cal Prop 65. You and Jake are going to talk about the Best Places to Work conference.
That's me.
Which you attended last week, and I'm sure you had a fabulous time.
We
from
did have
all
a
accounts.
Fabulous time.
Unbelievable.
Yes. I'm going to give
levels.
You a few success tips from a sales guru. Sean will tell you a simple trick to quickly grow your email list. I can't wait to hear that. And Jake is going to give you 9 mistakes you're making on LinkedIn. Oh, I need to know that too.
Really?
But first, we're going to have the news with Andrew Cohen.
Kathy's just going to be listening today. All right. Thank you, Kath. We begin this morning with award news. Counselor has announced its annual list of the industry's best places to work, containing 85 companies. It's made up of both suppliers and distributors. Number one on the list, Crystal Impressions by Sienna, based in Las Vegas. Check out the complete list at CounselorMag.com right now. On to safety news. The U.S. government seized about 200,000 toy dolls last week before they entered the U.S. from China. The toys in question were flagged because of their levels of phthalates, exceeded the allowable limit. Yet another warning sign from the CPSC about children's products. General economic news now. The pace of job growth is expected to surge in the coming months, according to the latest survey from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve. The survey of 42 leading economists predicts that the U.S. unemployment rate will drop from today's 7.3% to less than 7% by the middle of next year. Top 40 financial news now. While office supply giant Staples reported that its revenues decreased by 4% in its most recent quarter, the company's promotional products unit said its sales increased by mid-single digits in the same period. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe may be on vacation for Thanksgiving, but he's left us with a brand spanking new edition of the Joe Show. So make sure to check that out in Promogram along with much more news. Isn't that right, Kathy Houston?
You got it, Andy.
Kathy.
Sean and Jake, if you so guys aren't so used to exactly what goes on here, we have a woman of very few words to my right. That would be Kathy Houston. So
you got it, Andy.
Feel free to jump in at any time and take over where Kathy leaves off. Okay,
sure.
We're going to head to the phones right now where we have, I believe, Leighton Lee. Is that correct? We have Leighton on the phone. Okay, Leighton Lee is going to give us our product safety minute of the week, and I understand he has a positive note for this week. So, Leighton, how are you?
Great. You folks are really putting me in a great mood this morning because I love the vibe going on this morning. Now, before I get to the product safety minute, we had a couple of guys go to the Best Places to Work summit you had the other day.
And they had a great time, I know.
they had a really good time, and they came back with positive reviews about all the speakers and the subject matter. And also, as important, is because of the relative small size of the group, they really enjoyed the smaller intimacy rather than, you know, the big to-do with the Power Summit and other bigger events. So they really got some quality time with some friends and colleagues in the industry. So
that's great
really
to hear.
Yeah, no, that was good positive reviews. Anyways, and moving on to another positive step, Prop 65. We've all talked about this for a good couple of years now on Product Safety Minute, and we've always heard nothing but negatives because, as we all know, CalProp 65 regulation is all about a warning label. If items, products, and the environment has chemicals that could be exposed to the population, to consumers, we must provide a warning label or a warning sign outside the premises. Well, there's been a recent development where the governor of California signed a bill about 4 weeks ago that is starting to chip away at the enforcement action, because one of the biggest abuses of CalProp 65 over the years is that it just allows bounty hunters to just nail a company who, unbeknownst to them, had chemicals that exceeded the Prop 65 regulation and got fined tens of thousands of dollars and got hit with attorney's fees and penalties. So this new reform is really small in some ways, but large in others, in that it only affects restaurants and bars that fail to put signs up about chemicals contained in their alcoholic beverages and their food and so forth. It's a fix-it ticket, and it's a small ticket. They pay a small fine. They have 14 days to put up the sign or to make other changes, and that's it. And that's fantastic news for those small business owners. Does it affect products yet? No. I want to make that perfectly clear to our listeners this morning, because this reform does not affect our products. However, it is a glimpse of hope for all of us that the state of California is finally realizing that there are some real big abuses with Prop 65, and they're starting to tighten it up. So I look forward to, in a couple of years, to reform with to this type to our products. And that concludes this Product Safety Minute. I wish all of you a fantastic Thanksgiving.
You too,
Leighton. We'll talk. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Take all right. Care. Thanks, Leighton. Thanks, happy Leighton. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
With a fix-it ticket. I like the fix-it ticket little word he used there. Very good.
Fix-it ticket.
All right. We are going to get ready to take your calls right now. We're talking about generating creativity in the workplace. So if you have any questions or comments on how to do that, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. I believe we have a caller on the line. Stanley, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, Stanley. How's everything?
Good, very good. And Sean, if they start to gang up on you, just do like they did in the Barnum and Bailey Circus. You know, use a chair and a whip, and you'll be fine.
Thanks for the tip.
Exactly. Oh, we have things that are, that can hurt even more in the
yeah,
office
definitely.
Here. So, all right, Stanley, how are you, and what is your question for the host today?
Well, my question is, when it comes to creativity in the workplace, like you hear about companies like Zappos and some of these companies that the workplace is so much fun, how do you balance having fun and yet staying on target and staying, keeping the workflow going?
Jake, you're a fun
like
guy.
It.
You
yeah.
like to balance fun
you know,
with seriousness.
That's a great question, because I do. I think that the important thing to having fun in the workplace is setting goals. And when you set goals that are easy to attain or even that are hard to attain, everyone knows what they are. Set those goals ahead of time. And then fun comes when goals are achieved. So as a group, so in my design team, if we finish all the projects for the day, then I may send around a YouTube video to the group and then have like an impromptu discussion with them. But use goals to set how much fun you can have. And when you achieve a group goal, then you allow the fun to happen.
Sean, what do you think? You think there's a line between fun and seriousness?
No, I think you can mix the two for sure. I think I agree with Jake when you have to set certain goals, and once those goals are attained, then you can have fun. But at the same time, it also has a lot to do with your employees and the people that you have working for you. And if everyone, you know, if their goal is to get things done and to have fun, then I think you'll be on the way to success. So it's a balance between the two.
Stanley, do you guys have fun and produce creative ideas at the same time?
Well, yeah, we try to have fun. We try to, you know, we've done things like, you know, when a big movie's coming out, if we've hit our target, we try to, you know, sometimes like take a half a day or a couple hours out and make a field day out of it. But at the same time, the last time we did this, we were at the theater, we're looking at their promotion, their stands, we're trying to make it a working day, but having fun at the same time. So that's what we've done.
I totally agree. I also think that setting creative meetings aside that aren't goal-based on something for the company, that are just to have a creative meeting to kind of get the juices flowing. So whether you show a documentary or you're showing inspirational things, those are fun and they're good to get creative juices flowing.
Absolutely. All right, gotcha. Stanley, hopefully that helps, and hopefully you have a fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, on line two, we have Colette. Colette, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. What's your question?
Getting ready for the storm?
We hope not. We're hoping that the storm is quiet.
It's going to be a non-event.
No storm.
Kathy says non-event. I hope that Kathy's right.
Okay.
Colette, what is on your mind today?
Well, other than food and foosball tables and fun things like that, I was just wondering what creative ideas you have for, you know, other ways to motivate my team.
To motivate your team to become more creative?
Yes.
Well, I like what Jake was saying before. You know, hold meetings that are specifically geared towards just coming up with new ideas. There's no pressure on whether those ideas are feasible or not necessarily at that, you know, at the type of great brainstorming meeting. Just have an idea meeting that people can just throw out the craziest, wackiest ideas they can think of. And mm-hmm. then that's going to generate some other, you know, conversation around where those ideas can go. Jake?
It's good. We do something in the marketing department too. And it's, I think a lot of departments do this where we'll send around, where maybe we take like 5 minutes and we send links around and they get spread through the department quickly, whether it's a video or whether it's a song mm-hmm. or whether it's something poppy, something pop culture related. And we let that spread and we have kind of group discussions based in email on that, which mm-hmm. I think can be very effective, and they kind of lead towards creative ideas. Yet they don't actually mean taking out of your day time to have a meeting.
Right. It's spontaneous. I think spontaneity matters when it comes to creativity. You can't always plan for it, so you kind of need to work it into the day or the week. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, one of the things that we also do on my team is we do have a meeting once a month where we bring in different third-party marketing materials that we sit down and discuss things that I may have gotten in the mail, things that I may have gotten in my email, and, you know, we just see how it could work in our industry here, or just, you know, just to talk about it and see what different creative things are going on.
That's a great idea.
Very cool. All right, Colette, hopefully that helps, and hopefully you can ramp up the creativity in your office.
Thanks.
All right, on line three, we have Helen. Helen, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. What is your question for the hosts?
Well, I was thinking about different ways to motivate my employees, and I kind of always thought that money was the best motivator, but I'm getting the vibe that you guys don't think that money is necessarily the best motivator anymore. So what do you think about that?
It's not. Money is an entry point. Certainly, you have to, you have to be competitive with the amount that you're paying your people. But what keeps people there tends not to be money. It tends to be that they have a connection to their work, that they believe in the managers that they work for, and that they're energized by doing the work that they do every day. You know, they don't want it to be just feeling like a job where they have to come and spend their, you know, 8 hours during the day. It actually feels like it's, you know, more part of their life and part of their everyday and something that they, you know, love doing. That's really what energizes and motivates people. I mean, that's when Jake and I were just at the Best Place to Work conference, every single speaker we had almost said the exact same thing. If we can get our people highly engaged in their work, then they tend to be motivated. And those are not the people that then look for jobs and look for reasons to leave. Money becomes a reason to leave when employees are unhappy. It's not the reason that they tend to stay. So that's is a big difference there. So I would focus on trying to empower your people and give them work that they love doing.
Great.
All right, Helen, thanks for the call, and hang on the line so we can get your information for your prize pack for today. Kathy, I understand we also had some comments on our Facebook page regarding this topic about creativity in the workplace. What did people have to say?
Yeah, we do. And this goes to Helen's thing about money. Lori O'Shea from Motivators Promo Products says they run a buck program, but they use fake money. So they have fake money printed out, and when a coworker does something creative or that another coworker or boss appreciates, they give the person a buck.
Shroot bucks?
What?
Shroot bucks, like The Office.
Right, right. Oh,
Dwight Schrute.
Shroot right. Bucks. I got you. I didn't hear you.
And then at the end of the year, they have prizes and raffles, and they put their bucks towards the prizes and raffles, and people win, and everyone loves it, and really promotes a happy and creative workforce.
There you go. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
This is another great idea. Piper Speaks Promo says, establish an employee happy hour, special event for recognized employees of the month to meet with their management team. And they say having two or three employees celebrate it helps ease the pressure of one employee meeting with management. Because, you know, that kind of puts them on the spot. Nice. And they say doing this builds camaraderie and results in higher retention with those employees.
Garthwaite
says simply, how about just ask? Encourage employee suggestions, compliment on good ideas. Don't downplay ideas that aren't so great. Money and prizes are great, but most employees thrive on management acknowledgement.
You know, I think that's such an important idea that he just wrote in with, mm-hmm. in that many companies just don't stop even to ask for ideas from their employees.
That's true.
You know, you get caught up in the day-to-day and in this industry fulfilling orders and, you know, delivering price quotes to clients. You know, there needs to be room in the day to come up with new ideas and to think outside of the box, cliche, but it's true. You need to give employees the room to be able to do that.
Jan does something cool in his department. Jan built a ping pong table downstairs.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
true.
To encourage creativity and to have fun.
And look at how Kathleen looks so happy over there.
Kathleen loves ping pong.
Very nice. All right. We are still taking your calls if you have any questions or comments about creativity or anything that's on your mind. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979. And our Frenchman in the corner over there, Jan, would be happy to speak with you.
In French.
In French. He's going to answer the phone in French today. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We are going to take a break to hear from our show sponsor, AIA. But when we get back, Jake and I will discuss the Best Place to Work conference from last mm-hmm. week.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we've been talking about creativity in the workplace. And if you have any questions or comments about that, we're still taking your calls at 215-953-4979. Speaking about workplace issues, Jake, you and I were at the Counselor Best Place to Work conference last week. It was the first ever Best Place to Work conference that we've run. It was a one-day event out in Santa Barbara. And we had a lot of speakers from the industry discussing essentially why their workplace is successful, why they're very productive. And there were a lot of themes that came out of it. Jake, I know you have a couple of thoughts on some things that you heard. What did you hear that you thought were good to share?
It's interesting. There was across the board, everyone was saying be unique with the content that you produce as a company, with the ideas that you have, with the fun that people want to have. They kept on saying, you know, don't be afraid to be a little weird. Also, people really brought up about being transparent, about sharing you know, the financials of the company with all the employees.
Yeah, and that I'm sorry to interrupt you. That issue kept coming up, the idea of transparency, and it was one that some in the room certainly believe in and others are hesitant about, you know, the idea of sharing financials. We had one speaker, Mitch Munger from Sunrise Identity, distributor firm out in the Seattle area, mm-hmm. who was saying that he shows all of his financials to all of his employees, every single employee. And that's top line information, bottom line information, even down to his own salary. They don't know each other's salaries, but his own, as CEO, his salary is public information to his employees. And he felt that transparency just built a level of trust throughout the whole organization that he couldn't necessarily otherwise build. So that produced some interesting conversation among people.
Definitely,
in the room.
It was a very interesting conversation. We also had someone who came in. We had a dog that came into.
What was his name?
Jasper.
Aww.
He was huge.
He was a big dog.
Jasper was a massive mastiff.
We had a whole discussion about having dogs in the workplace.
Drooling all over the conference floor. It was awful.
It wasn't awful. He wasn't drooling.
Aww.
But it led to a pretty split room on whether dogs should be allowed in the workplace or not. Some people felt yes. Some people felt no.
Those people were cat people.
Or they were scared of dogs.
Interesting. There were a lot of companies there that said that they do freely allow dogs. Others that just sort of do it on a day a month or something like that. But others, including our own Tim Andrews, that was were highly skeptical of it and questioning the liability from an insurance standpoint of a company and just questioning whether that was a necessary step to create a great workplace.
Some people even went so far as to say the people coming in to sell them products or to work with them, that if the dog had a funny reaction to them, that they may not do business with them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's the gatekeeper.
One guy, even they use dogs as such a gatekeeper that they test new hires, basically. If the dogs don't react well to a prospective candidate that comes in the door, they won't give them the job.
Well, now they are a little weird.
I know. I was looking around, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
A few of the other things that came up. We talked about one of the other things that was interesting. There was a company talking about that they don't limit time off or sick time, that they have an open policy that people just need to get the work done and take whatever time they need.
Yeah,
I've heard that before in other industries.
Yeah, that was an interesting idea.
And then people talked about all the different activities they did, from everything from axe throwing to ping pong.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun. Companies have. Well, we have full coverage of the conference in Promogram today and on our website, so make sure to check that out. It was interesting. We had some videos, a whole lot of pictures, and some stories as well. So check it out in Promogram today. All right, Sean, we're going to put you on the firing line now. You have a trick to quickly grow your email list. I know that's an issue for many of our listeners. So what can people do?
So Twitter has this new thing called a lead generation card, which I read this article in Inc.com, and there is a production manager at Playhaven and a blogger who uses this to get leads in from Twitter. So what you do is it's kind of like an embedded landing page that you can put into your tweets, and, you know, within it says – get more of my essays, or, you know, learn more from my business, or contact me. You click on this link here, and it allows your prospective client or customer or the person who, you know, you sent this to put all of their information in there. That information then drives to your CRM tool, and then there you have someone's email, their name, whatever information you want to have from them. So this is a pretty cool tool because you can use it on Twitter. So, you know, when you reply or retweet to someone, you can just put it right at the bottom of your tweet, allows them to easily click on it. And from what I read, there's about a 60 to 80% conversion rate in it. So it's something to try. If you want to try it, you can just sign up, you know, for Twitter ads on Twitter if you already have a Twitter account, if it's something that you use in your marketing. But I think this could possibly be a way for someone to easily, you know, it's those small things that sometimes we don't think about that could, you know, present a high return on whatever we're trying to do. So
yeah,
it's something to try.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free, I believe, on Twitter.
I like that. You know, people are spending more and more time on Twitter, and that's sort of a way to multitask and to bring the
sort of lead conversion to your email
Definitely.
List. Very cool. We'll put that article on our website at asicentral.com/radio so you can get some more information. All right, let's stay in the social media realm. Jake, you have some mistakes that people are making on LinkedIn. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. I've got 9 mistakes here. I'm going to give you a few that I think are important, though, to know. The first one is don't give because you expect to receive. Give sincere recommendations on there. Recommend because you want to, not because you expect to receive a recommendation back. The second thing is that you don't give at all. You know, there's those little endorse areas where it's very simple. You just hit a plus at the top or you click the skill for someone to endorse them. Endorse people. It's a really nice thing to do.
You
and
should.
You should.
I never do.
Well,
that would explain why
Kathy. So Kathy says you should do it. Just don't do what she does.
Don't do what Kathy does is what this is. 9 mistakes Kathy's making on LinkedIn.
We can expand that conversation to many other realms as well.
That's good. Wow, we've a zany group. Don't forget where you are. And this is a really key thing. You know, the picture that you post on LinkedIn, the information, the articles you might post up there. Remember, it's a professional site. It's meant save the funnier post for Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Don't ignore the signs. Listen, LinkedIn is filled with all these great business professionals that are in all these different worlds. Look and watch what they're talking about and what they're doing, even what they're posting on their resumes. See what these hot button terms are, what keywords are, what people are researching, and how they're interacting and how they're doing business, and make sure that you're up to speed with all of those things. And the last one I'll give you today before we switch over to something else is don't ignore your own team's network. I know for ASI, we've got 300 to 500 people here, and there's 300 to 500 links you can have or connections that you can make that are really easy. So make sure you're connecting in with all the people that you work with first.
Yeah, and connect with as many people as possible. Don't be afraid to ask to connect to clients and prospects and somebody you met at a trade show and everybody.
But check if you really don't know the person at all, because I get a lot of business inquiries based on they'll ask to connect with me and then they'll start hammering me to set up a meeting with them.
Yeah,
and I
get
know who they
too.
Are.
And so Jake doesn't want to meet with you if he doesn't know you. Fair warning.
He doesn't answer.
All right, thanks, Jake. We'll put those Twitter and LinkedIn resources on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, we have just enough time left in the show for our favorite things. Kathy, why don't you lead us off?
I'm going to go back to my desk and endorse everybody.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
FYI. Okay, mine is if you're looking for a fun party, concert, sporting event type item, or even like a nighttime activity, Buzzline, that's BU1ZLINEASI42963, presents the Light Pulse Buzz Bracelet. And it's motion sensitive, so it has bright LED lights like when you're dancing, when you're running, when you're at a concert. Woo woo! It's going to go crazy with a light show. Don't you like that, Andy?
I do. I like the woo woo, especially. I mean, that was interesting to both hear and see. All right, Jake, what do you have?
Mine's great for nighttime events as well.
Can you do woo-woo?
No, mine was Wild Cherry Lip Balm from ID Product Source, ASI 62088. And the reason I chose this, it throws me back to high school and those high school
And your
dances.
Nighttime events.
Nighttime events. It's a silly morning here, so I end with a woo-woo.
Oh, my. All right, Sean.
What?
You get the anchor leg, so what do you have?
Mine was the customizable USBs that everyone are doing these days.
Show it to the camera.
Oh, that's cute.
See, this is the bow tie one. I received this from a friend of mine who DJs, and he always wears bow ties. So what he did is he gave these out, and on it, it has like a nice mix of his music and things. So I found some that were, wine corks and different things like that. So this is my favorite product because I think everybody could always use a USB. It's easy, it's customizable, and whenever I use it, I'll always see that company, that brand, or whatever, whatever you have there.
Very cool. That is a very cool product. I like that use of the custom USB. All right, everybody. Well, we are out of time for today, but thank you all for listening. Thanks to our show sponsor, AIA, and we'll see you again next week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Drive carefully.
Woo-hoo!